You made quite an impression with your suit tonight.
Oh, yeah. It's something unique, something different. You know, I'm just, you know, a guy that's, you know, really out there. Not out there, but just, you know, the guy that just wants to do different things. And, you know, just show different tastes. You know, I'm a guy that's into fashion, so it's something I've been wanting to do for a little minute.
Were you surprised? I mean, you kind of called this earlier in the month when you said that you weren't that surprised. You kind of called this earlier in the month with the Jags. You said the Jags were going to take you third. So you couldn't have been that surprised, right?
Yeah, no, I mean, you know, even if they would have took me, you know, I wouldn't, you know, I wouldn't have been surprised at all. You know, there's a lot of great guys that was in that room. There's a lot of great players in that draft. And, you know, just for them to choose me, for them, you know, to have confidence and, you know, faith in me that I can go in and do what I'm supposed to do. I'm going to show those guys I can.
Dante, is this the best fit for you?
The best, you know, besides my baby, you know, being born, this is the best day. You know, it's something I always dreamed about, you know, as a four-year-old, and now that it's here, you know, I'm living it up.
How does this defense fit you, though? Does it fit your skill set the best being in Jacksonville?
You know, yeah, this defense fits me. Coach Gus Bradley is going to do, you know, the right things and put me in the right position for me to make plays.
How old is your baby, Dante?
Excuse me?
He wants to know how old your kid is.
Oh, 3-year-old.
Boy or girl?
Boy, he's Dante. His name is Dante. His name is Dante the Third.
Why did you? Why was it so important to play in the bowl game when maybe some other guys were sitting out?
That's just, you know, the competitiveness in me. I couldn't just sit out there, you know, not have gone out there and did what I wanted to do. So, you know, that's something that I wanted to do, and I did it, and I'm glad that I did it.
What was this process like, and how glad are you that it's over for you?
You know, yeah, this was a long process, but, you know, now that it's over with, I'm happy that it's over with, and, you know, I'm just ready to get going.
The Jags raved about your desire to play football, your love of the game, and the fact that you don't take any plays off. How much of that do you maybe put stock in? Is that your character?
You know, it's a lot of things, you know, that I do well. You know, a motor is just one of the little small things that I do pretty well. You know, I'm a polished, and still need some more polished defensive end, and I'm very versatile. So that's what guys should really like about me. You know, the motor comes, but, you know, my big part of it is that I'm a jack of all trades and that I can play more than one spot, so.
Is it important for you to be known as somebody who can play all three downs as opposed to just being, you know, the rush guy?
Yeah, that shows guys that I'm a complete player.
You got the idea this is where you wanted to be, Dante. Is that accurate?
Yes, sir. You're right about that. Do well. Let's go.
Why? What's the biggest thing you wanted to be here?
Huh?
What's the biggest reason you wanted to be here?
A lot of guys came here, you know, Fred Taylor, you know, a mentor that's in my life right now played here, and I grew up watching him, and, you know, I know a lot of great guys that's in Jacksonville, and, you know, I'm a Florida guy, so just being able to stay home and, you know, having Getty Nation still supporting me and being close to me, you know, it doesn't get no better than that.
Are you ready to get after Andrew Luck?
I'm ready to do it, you know, let's do it. I'm ready to go.
Where would someone buy a pair of shoes like you had tonight?
Yeah, exactly. Where would somebody buy a pair of shoes like that? Nobody does it. You know, it's really, you know, something, it's something like, you know, a fashion fanatic could do, you know, just sit on the internet and just look at shoes, you know, because you sell out really fast. And I saw Joe Hayden with them. That's how I really caught my eye on them. And I went looking for them, and they were really sold out. And, you know, somebody were able to get them for me. And, you know, I was like, well, let me get them. You know, I couldn't take that chance there.
What has Josh Evans told you about the culture here in Jacksonville?
Josh loves it. And especially, you know, that's a great guy that I could play with. That can help me out with the playbook just because, you know, when I went to UF, he was a senior. And he was a guy that I looked up to and a guy that helped me out. And, you know, he just told me that it's a great culture. You know, Jacksonville is a great culture. You know, we're just trying to win around here now.
You said Fred Taylor had been kind of a mentor for you. How did that start, and what's your relationship with Fred?
You know, Kevin Taylor, that's my best friend. That's like my little brother. So, you know, when Fred was out at the games, you know, we always went up and talking. You know, you just, you know, tell me the right things, or what I'm getting myself into, and, you know, just giving him great advice and being prepared for it. So I know he's happy right now for me.
What are you doing for the rest of tonight? What do you do to celebrate?
You know, I'm going to just hang out with my family and my friends and, you know, cherish this moment and live it up. And, you know, after that, I'll be there May 7th and getting ready to go.
All right. Hey, how many times did you get Jameis when you guys played? How many sacks you have against him?
How many sacks did I get against Jameis?
Yeah. You guys will play, obviously, this year.
My whole career, I don't even know. I know I got to him a lot of times. Last year, I got to him at least 3 good times. The year before that, I got to him twice. So, you know, Jameis, he loves, well, he doesn't like that. You know, I'm a switchback.
How cool was it to be the first guy walking across the stage?
It's a dream come true, to be honest with you. To be fortunate enough to just be here and, you know, just being able to walk across that stage and, you know, show my family and my friends back at home that I did it, you know, it's just something, it's a great accomplishment.
So, one more question about the shoes. Did you buy the shoes first and then the suit, or did you go suit first, then shoes?
I went shoe. Well, I knew I was wearing the shoes the whole time, so I was like, well, I got to find a suit that's going to match with him. And, you know, that's when all white came and gold. So, yep.